Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. I would like to use this through the course of this next week. I'd like to use some of the notes that we've used over the last several weeks of Saturday morning Bible studies. Now, you can access the Saturday morning Bible study by calling this same number, 641-715-3800, and you can look at its mailbox number 42517, and then you put in a date, and as you put in dates there, you'll get Saturday morning Bible studies. Several weeks ago, we looked at the topic called the essence of salvation. We did it for a couple of weeks, and we looked at a number of scriptures. I'd like to use just one here today, and I'd like to use just a few verses out of that scripture. And so we'd like to look at Luke chapter 3, and we'd like to cut in the middle of verse 4, and it says, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth." And so we'd like to look at that picture here just this morning for an inspiration as we thought about the essence of salvation. And there was some very, very important points that we made that week as we looked at that. And one of them is that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And so as men and women can't see the kingdom of heaven, the question is, have they really been born again? And so we come down to this scripture here, and we look and we say, well, have the rough ways been made smooth? Has the rough life of a person been made smooth? Has the low points been filled in? And have the high points that exalt themselves against the glory of God, have they been brought low? And have the crooked ways, the old man is a crooked man. The old man is a crooked and rough character, you know? And this is the picture here is of the new man, and the ways are straight, and the presentation is smooth, and the valleys are filled in, and this is a highway for the king. This is a highway where the King of Kings can come in and can ride and can be the king of our lives. And so we looked at the essence of salvation, and I believe what we found was that salvation, whatever is necessary for the essence of salvation, will make a person have a new life, have a new appearance. There will be a new and a different man that comes forth. Salvation is not salvation if there are still, if all of the rough ways are still there. Now, I'm not saying we do believe in sanctification that progresses beyond the moment of salvation. I'm not saying that in the day, in the moment that a person is saved, that everything is made smooth there. But the process has begun. The bulldozer has been brought in, and the permit has been issued. The permission has been given to the operator, the Lord Jesus Christ, to bulldoze down those high places, those places that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Permission has been given to fill in those low places, those secret hideouts and those caves and dens where things are done which shouldn't be spoken of. Permission is given to make the crooked ways, the ways of dishonesty, to make them clear and straight, and to prepare that highway for the king. So the question I have for you this morning, beloved, have you given permission to the bulldozer operator, the bulldozer of salvation? Have you surrendered all to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Have you purposed in your heart, have you given him the permission to make changes in your life so that this scripture might be fulfilled? Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill brought low, the crooked be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And then it says, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. It will be obvious. Is the salvation of God obvious in your life? If not, then prepare now. Give him the permission. Give him the ability to make changes in your life. Be willing to say, yes, Lord, yes. Whatever you say, it is already decided. It is already determined. This, beloved, is the essence of salvation. And this is what will bring about the knowledge of the kingdom of God, because The other verse that we looked at there, or another scripture, is that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So many people that we know, sadly, they cannot see. They can make a profession of Christ, but they cannot see the kingdom of God. They cannot see the King of Kings. They can't see that Jesus Christ is King because they've never allowed him to be so. And so this is my inspiration for us here this morning. Once again, these are the subjects, as we discuss them on the Saturday morning Bible study, do encourage you to look into them for longer exhortations and encouragements. Typically, they last about 45 minutes. So also, if you would like to leave us a message for the Fountain of Life ministry, whether it's for the ministry or whether it's for the individual daily inspirations, you can do so by going to mailbox 99, and then you can enter your comments. And we're glad to hear those, too. We're encouraged in those things. So may God bless you today as you go about your day, and consider that. Have you allowed him to make the paths, the crooked ways, straight in your life?